I live a dynamic life. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. I live a dynamic life. Who is this I that lives this dynamic life? Well, that's me, and that's you. That's all of us. And it reminds me of the story of Jesus as he was having an experience in his life that was telling him he lives a dynamic life. Oh, he had been born most miraculously, most spectacularly, and he lived a life most ordinarily as he was growing up. And then he came to a point in time when he had to go for a baptism. And that is, a baptism is called an awareness or a recognition or alertness to who and what we really are. Now, who and what really was Jesus? Jesus was a man. Oh, he was a child, and he grew up to be a man, and he lived in a human body. But he had a special message to carry out to the world. And that was a message which said that he was God. Now, many people prefer to say he was the Son of God, and this was often referred to, but he was God. And he taught all the people that they too were God. And a moment came in the life of Jesus where the awareness that he was God became ever more prominent in his mind and thought. And that was at the scene of the baptism. When he went to John the Baptist, his cousin, to be baptized, he went there in all humility. He went there to be baptized into the life of a divine being. Now, he knew he was going into that life. He already was a divine being. But he went there to have that full recognition that it was there. That's why we all have our baptism. We all have our recognition of who we are. And the divine in us speaks out and says, "This is my son in whom I'm most proud." Now, who is this son that the divine in us says it's most proud of? Have we ever thought about it? Now, was the man, the spirit, the divine being, Jesus, baptized? Or was the physical body baptized to the work that it had before it to do? Was the physical body recognized as a divine being? Was it recognized for its purpose? That's why we give names to ourself. We give ourselves a name before we're born, and our parents pick up on that, and they give us that name, and sometimes we try to change it, and sometimes we live up to it, and sometimes we don't. But the thing is, whatever name we were given at our birth, this is the name, generally speaking, I don't know of any time that it has not been so, but this is the name that was given to us by our divine inner self at the time of our birth. And the name has all sorts of meanings to it. Oh, meanings that we have never dreamed about, we've never even looked into, we've never cared about. And we're always trying to make the name a more gentle name. Instead of James, we say Jamie. Instead of Peter, we say Pete. And other things of that nature. Why is it that we want to bastardize our name? We want to change it from what we are given at the time that we are born, when we have been the ones ourselves who chose that name or those names that we have. Now, when Jesus had his baptism, he was baptized by John in the name of Jesus, and he was baptized to do a work that was beyond the ken of any being in that audience. Now, it's interesting. This happens to each one of us. If you've never been baptized, it doesn't have to be an outward affair, but it's an inward awakening It's an inward illumination. A baptism is an inward realization of who and what you are. Well, Jesus stood in the River Jordan, and as he did, John baptized him. And what words were said were not always known, but out of the cloud over Jesus, this voice came forth and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm most proud." It was like angel voices that came out. It was like doves that were circling this beautiful scene. It was like magic. Magic beyond anything mankind had ever known. And yet, John the Baptist did not see it. The people around Jesus did not hear it or see it. All of the people that were there with Jesus for this most dynamic life affair were not there. That is, they were there, but they didn't see it. They were not aware of it. They were not aware of this true baptism. Jesus undoubtedly told his disciples about the baptism, because somewhere the story had to come to go on into history. But the people at the baptism did not know what was happening, as is always the case. And Jesus himself knew only that he was being baptized into the inner realm of awareness of a divinity that was beyond anything that imagination could even point to. The story of Jesus and the story of his life has always been sort of interesting and sort of dramatic and sort of fun. But really, when you think about it, what is the story of Jesus? What is the story of this man? Well, the story of this man is the story of every man. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth. It's a story of step-by-step illumination into the divine within. And as the Master Teacher told each one of us, he said, "Go within. God is within. Seek ye lohi, or there. But the kingdom of God is within every man." That was from Luke 17:22. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? The kingdom of God is within man. So, the kingdom of God was speaking to Jesus in this state of baptism. And in your baptism. Your baptism may have come at a strange time. Your baptism may have come at a moment of illumination, where the divine in you says, "You got it, boy, you got it, now go for it. Yes, good on you, go for it and live it and be it." Well, that's what Jesus heard when the divine spoke to him and said, "This is my Son in whom I'm most proud." Well, the baptism was the investiture of the body of Jesus to the work that stood before him. You and I each have a body, and our life is designed and dedicated to the work that stands before us. What is the work that stands before you? What is it, the work that stands before me? What is it, the work that stands before Jesus? And Jesus was told, "This is my divine Son, in whom I'm most proud." He was told by the divine in him, "Be yourself and have fun. Delight, delight, delight in all of life. Delight in all mankind, in all humanity, in all divinity. Delight in nature, delight in the trees, the plants, delight in all the animals, delight in all existence, delight, delight. Be yourself and have fun." Our name, no matter how we want to define our name, no matter how we want to think about our name, No matter how our name ripples out, our name is defined truly as be yourself and have fun. Be yourself. What is yourself? Yourself is the divine, the wonderful, magical, divine being that you are. And how do you have fun? You have fun by delighting in every breath you breathe in this physical body. And in letting this physical body shine out every original purity and integrity that it's capable of doing. And that's the allness. Let this physical body be the expression of the divine. For the divine wants to shine forth through this physical body. That's why it gave us this physical body and how wonderful it is. Yes, I live a dynamic life. And what a wonderful life that is. Jesus lived a dynamic life, and what a wonderful life that was. You look at the story, the Bible, the New Testament, the story, much of the life of Jesus. And it's interesting. He did a lot of good stuff. But my dearly beloved friends, look at your own life. And cull out of it the misery that perhaps Jesus ignored too. And bring forth the magic that experiences every single moment of your life, that comes forth every single moment of your existence, and shine it forth. Write your book, write your Bible. Write the Bible from the depth of you. For this is what Bible stories are all about. They're stories about how miracles happen in our life, how magic takes place in our life, how wonderment comes into our world when we least expect it, how the divine in us shines through, sometimes in the most odd, most difficult, most unexpected places, but it shines through. And when it shines through, it is so brilliant, so beautiful, so wonderful, it can never be ignored. That's the Bible story that I would live in my life, and I do live. I live the story of unconditional love. This has become my direction, my total direction for myself, unconditional love. I love everybody so completely, so wonderfully, so fully, not because they need loving, but because that's my nature. My nature is to love. And because my nature is to love, I love. And because my nature is to love, you get loved. Everyone in my world gets loved because that's my nature, to love. As we define our nature, as we recognize what our name really means, when we have that inner, outer baptism that perhaps none will ever see except us and the divine in me. And that's really all that matters. I live a dynamic life. Take credit for it in yourself. Recognize that the divine in you is always there shining through, never stopped. No matter what we do, it always comes through again and again and again. Claim this for yourself. I do. Know your name and know what it means and know it's divine. And this day, I baptize you as John did the Master himself. And I baptize you in the name of being yourself and having fun. Now. I love you. I love you. I love you.